What's up, Scarlett? How you doing?
Doing good.
Scarlett, why don't we talk about what happened last night? She's curious about what happened last night. So last night, yesterday we went to a festival, an Oktoberfest, and Scarlett just ate the most horrifying foods imaginable and drank a bunch of IPAs, which tend to give her
IPAs. I drank pumpkin beer.
Pumpkin beer. Ugh, disgusting.
And had bratwurst.
Yeah, right. it's so gross. And then she was just gassy the entire night and literally just like the most nasty smelling farts I've ever smelled in my life. And like every 20 seconds, she was just ripping them out the entire night.
I feel like every time I'm gassy, you say that, you're like, that's the most terrible shit I've smelled in my entire life.
It was bad. It was nasty. You know, it was nasty. What else happened yesterday? Oh, well, we got, what else we have? Next week is my birthday.
Nobody cares.
People care.
Nobody cares.
People definitely care.
Are they going to buy you birthday gifts?
I don't know. Maybe.
I have a really good idea.
What's that?
I will put a bunch of stuff that I want on the wish list and say, this is for Dax's birthday. Buy it.
Well,
it's
that's
genius.
That's rude. That's very mean. I hope you don't do that.
No, I wouldn't do that.
No, don't do that. Put a bunch of stuff on there. Say it's for my birthday and say, if you buy it, then you don't have to. And then maybe somebody will buy it then, you know?
Okay. All right.
That would be my suggestion. You know, then they'll buy it so that you don't have to buy it for me.
That would be nice.
You know what I'm saying?
Because I don't like buying gifts for you.
It's
just too hard.
The only thing that I want to do for my birthday is go to Topgolf with three of my friends and not you.
And not me?
Not you.
Nope. Okay.
Just us. Just the boys. Just the homies. You know what I'm saying?
Fine.
You know, that's all.
I get it.
You know.
I'll just sit at home by myself.
Is the Alexa unplugged? Can you unplug the Alexa? I just saw somebody walk by out front, and it didn't go off, so we dodged a bullet there.
Yeah,
but
how many times
has that ruined a video?
Too many times to count.
Too many times to count. So what else is going on, Scarlett? What else you got going? What else popping? We got the Eagles today.
Playing against the Saints. Gonna eat some wings.
Gonna eat some wings, yep.
Farts brewing again.
Yep, I'm sure that you'll hit me tonight. You know,
You'll hit me tonight. Maybe if I'm extra gassy, we'll just get a couple videos done.
Yep, get a couple done. I know Lowrider, we have Lowrider's custom to make. He's been great. He's been sending you a lot of messages, voice messages. We love hearing his voice messages.
Cute.
Yeah, we love
those. He's got a cute voice.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll listen
to this.
He's
very manly.
He is very manly, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like him. I'd probably get along with him pretty well. In real life, you know.
Why? Because you think you're manly?
I am manly.
You're just over there snorting that thing, and they're probably like, what the hell is he doing?
Yeah, what is it called? What are these called?
It's a boom boom stick.
A boom boom stick. Boom boom stick. A nasal stick.
It's like Vicks, but essential oils.
I'm trying to quit vaping. So far, we're doing a terrible start, but during the podcast, if I hit the vape less, it's nice.
Yeah, you know? But then they're going to hear...
Where is the vape? Do you have the vape? Did you sneak
Maybe.
It over there? Yes, you did. Yeah. So let us know, guys. Would you rather be hearing this?
Yeah, but nobody. We don't do it into the microphone.
Or would you rather hear?
Nobody.
I imagine
wants to hear
sniffing,
any of it.
Snorting, sniffing is probably much more nice for our customers, because our customers, you know, or our audience, our farting audience, enjoys. You know, hearing me inhaling your farts, or them inhaling your farts in a POV type style video. You know what I'm saying, Scarlett?
Yeah.
Now, the important question here, Scarlett, is what were we just talking about before you decided to take us off subject?
We were talking about the Eagles and wings.
Look, look at our producer wearing our brand new Fetish Nature sunglasses.
He looks like a DJ at a club.
He does look like a DJ at the club. Yep. Our new Fetish Nature sunglasses that our fan Jordan, right? That's his name?
Yep. Yeah.
The panties guy, you call him, that he got us. That was very nice of him. He's been getting us a couple things. He got you that Fetish Nature blanket and the Fetish Nature pillow.
Yeah, this house is covered in Fetish Nature.
That's good, yeah. And we got the Fetish Nature sign came in that you and Lily designed. That's pretty cool.
Cute.
It is. It's cute. Yeah, it's nice wood. You know, we'll have to take a picture and post it on there. Once we get our new house, we'll hopefully have a whole studio room, and we can hang it up on the wall. And you don't even know about the other Fetish Nature thing coming, you know. So we'll get to that when we get there.
Yeah, it's just we have such a small space right now. Yeah. So
the other thing that I got, it'll remain in a box until we move.
Yeah. Then why would you get it now?
You know how it is. You know what I'm saying? What else do we got going on here?
We got an episode to do. I mean, we could just start it.
Because we could jump into the episode. We do have a lot of funny stories to tell you guys.
And,
yeah,
we're on a time crunch because of the Eagles game. So
we do have the Eagles game. Yeah. So why don't we get into that? Why don't we jump into the episode?
All right.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Fetish Nature Podcast. I'm your host, Dax, and joining with me, as always, is, of course, the beautiful Scarlet Faye.
Hello.
Today, we are switching it up and going to be discussing our top five stories so far. This will become a series through time, as we are always having funny things happen. So please get comfy and get ready as me and Scarlet discuss the funny ins and outs of the working in the fetish nature world. All right. So we have five that we've come up with previously. So these are just basically funny stories that have happened on the Fetish Nature world, on shoot, while filming, while just, you know, working with all the girls, doing whatever, doing our thing. One of the stories is somebody's first experience with Fetish Nature. One of them's all about, you know, our girl Sabrina, or Scarlet's girl Sabrina, she loves.
Yeah, we could go on and on. And yeah, I'm pretty sure we already talked about some of the funny stories with her. But
and Scarlet has a couple of stories on deck, obviously. She has more than I do. So let's just jump right into it. Scarlet, what's one that you have on deck instead of jumping into this one? Because this the first one we have talked about previously. So what do you got there?
I mean, I don't know if this would be considered funny. I don't even know if you realized it. But was it last week when we were working with Zoe? And we were doing the update video, and we were going to do it sitting on Zoe's face. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But I was like in a weird mood all day, and like I just was like, it just wasn't working. Like, I didn't like how we were filming it, I didn't like how I was acting in it. Like, it just threw me off. So, we got like towards the end of.
Yeah, we filmed
a little script that I had written down.
Like 90% of
it. I know. And then I think I was like, I need to like rehearse this more because my memory is like, I'm not able to like do it, whatever the hell it was. And you were like, you're not an actress. Like, just do it. Like, you were like,
you were so focused. You were like, people are going to be like, why are you reading off of the clipboard? And I was like, nobody's going to. What people care about is you farting on Zoe's face, which you were doing. And that you're reading the updates so they can hear what's coming.
I know. It's just really hard for me to... I should have, like, prepared better. But I can read something. And then 5 minutes later, I can't remember jack shit. So it is so hard for me. That's why I have my clipboard. That's why I have things written down. But it was hard for me to, like, concentrate on, like, what I was doing. Like, I don't know. It was just really weird.
Yeah, doing.
And it wasn't the first video we filmed with an update video, but like something was off with my mood. So like I'm sitting on her face and me and Dax are just arguing like back and forth. And
now luckily I will say Zoe loves it when we argue.
No, she does. And she didn't say anything, but we were arguing for a good 5 minutes and I started to get really frustrated and almost cry. And I'm still sitting on her face. Like she's just under my ass listening to us argue. I didn't get up and I didn't, like, think about it until after I got up.
I haven't thought about that either, but that is hilarious.
And I was like, oh my God, poor Zoe is just sitting under my ass.
Just smelling your asshole.
Smelling my ass while we're fighting. Yeah. And she's not like, oh, hey guys, can I get up? She's just sitting there.
Yeah, she's just sitting there.
It was
she loves it.
Really fucking funny.
Yeah, that was really funny.
That was just something I remembered.
That's a good story.
Yeah.
That's a good story.
Pull that out of my ace.
Yeah,
you know?
Out of your ace.
And I have a little one as well. Do you want me to do that, or do you want to just go... like save it probably wise if I do it because I'll forget.
Mm-hmm. You'll forget.
And it's just short, but it's just the first time Carmela, which we don't work with her often because she's very busy. But
she's a very busy girl.
The last time we worked with her was the first time.
She has diabetes.
Yeah. The last time we worked with her was the first time.
I've got mouth thin. I have diabetes.
Okay. Can I speak?
ADD, jeez. Bro, go.
The last time we worked with her was the first time she was smelling farts. For the, it was her first time. And she was lucky enough to smell Athena's farts.
Well, first, let's talk about first, she had your farts. And she was like, this isn't bad at all.
Right.
You know?
Right.
She was like, they smell good. You know, I'm having a good time. She said,
yep, bus, nothing bus was wrong. She was like, this is fine. Like, I'll keep going. Let's keep. And then we did a video where it was like, you and her were sniffing and me and Athena were farting.
Yep.
And we were going, passing back and forth. And she got a whiff of one of these Athena farts and gagged. And I don't know if we left that in the video or not. I don't remember.
I don't remember.
But couldn't she, and it was like, she, pure, like, she, like,
it was horrifying.
Gagged, like, almost vomited on our rug. And we were like, are you okay? She's like, yeah, yeah, I'm okay. Okay. But after that, she was like, yeah,
she was like, maybe I don't
do that anymore. So I thought that was funny.
That was hilarious.
Because I don't think anyone has ever.
Because, well, I said to her before we started, I said, wait till you smell Athena's farts. And Athena's first couple farts weren't bad. She was like, they're fine. This
They're not that bad.
Nothing. And then all of a sudden, a switch turned in Athena's body and those toxic came out. And I mean, they're so bad. And like people always probably, I mean, people message me on OnlyFans and message me on my OnlyFans and on my Discord and say like, oh my God, like I want a thing to fart so bad. I'm like, nah, I have a fart fetish. Trust me. These are not what you think they are. Yeah, you know I mean, these are.
I know. If someone was like,
scary, dude.
Life or death, you have to smell one of these people's farts. Sabrina or Athena. I'm taking the liquid in my face. I'm taking Sabrina's.
He's taking Sabrina. Yeah, me too.
I'm not.
I mean, they're bad, dude.
But like, not once has anyone ever, like, any of the girls, like, almost vomited from a fart.
Exactly.
And so that was.
That was pretty funny.
I was like, damn, like those must be really rank up close because they're.
I almost vomited. Rank. I almost vomited from one of was it Zoe's fart? Right last.
I think so. Yeah.
2 weeks ago, maybe, and I was in the smother box. And
I do remember that. Mouth.
Yeah. And that was just like, so if you watch that video, I couldn't tell you which one it is, but if you're I buying think, a lot of the Zoe ones, you'll see me in the smother box and like I make this sound, this gag sound.
I think you said it was because you moved your tongue in a weird way and you got like a full taste.
It wasn't the full taste. It just the way that it shot down my throat was just like bad. And I was just like, whoa.
Okay. I do remember now you saying that.
It's pretty fucking gnar. It's pretty gnar, dude.
All right, let's move on to number one.
The Sabrina Blue Special.
The Sabrina Blue Special. Like,
why is it called a Sabrina Blue Special?
Well, because Miss Sabrina Blue, most times, most times that she's farting on your face, you're going to get something special. Like, if you buy her videos, you'll notice that she's got to change her pants.
Yeah, exactly.
Three or four times per video because there's just shit. And like liquid coming out of her ass every time she farts. Like, I don't know. Like, I know it happens and it happens sometimes, but like, it happens way too much for her. And I think it's because she's extremely healthy, extremely health conscious. Like, this girl has abs. You know, she's drinking lots of green juice. She's eating lots of Greek yogurt and all that stuff.
Yep.
So it's just
it's
like.
It's gnar. Gnarly.
She's just constantly giving everyone her special.
Arguably the most healthy person that you'll ever meet.
Yeah.
Wears a mask. So like in the videos, she wears a mask. And in real life, she wears a mask. When she goes to dinner with her family, she wears a mask. When she's sitting on the couch with her family, she wears a mask. That girl wears a mask 24/7. Which I just thought about, which is funny, is you know how Sabrina wears a mask all the time? Literally everywhere, right? So when she came to work for us, she said, hey, I would love to do it, but I want to, you know, hide my face.
Right.
My identity. Wouldn't it make more sense if she took her mask off?
Right? Because, like, her identity is with a mask.
Her identity is hidden 24/7. Yeah, she's always wearing a mask. Yeah. And she lives in Cali now. She's always wearing sunglasses, you know?
Yeah, so she just looks exactly,
exactly like how she looks in all of the videos.
That is funny.
So,
wait, did you bring that up to her?
No, I got to pitch that to her. Yeah, she's got to remove... the sunglasses and the mask for any content she does, and then she'll be hidden away, you know?
Yeah, that's actually really funny.
Yeah, it's good, right? I thought about that the other night, and I started dying laughing. I was like, I can't wait to tell Scarlett and Sabrina about this. What else do we have here?
Number two.
Number two. Mumbo number two.
Poop shoot.
The poop shoot, dude. Yo, the poop shoot. So, Scarlett, why don't you tell that one?
Okay. So, this was a decent amount of time ago.
Probably 2 months.
You think so? I think more.
Month and a half to 2 months, I'd say. Yeah.
It was definitely more than that. But probably doesn't matter.
Probably boot that.
But we were mid-filming, just me and Dax, and I was, you know, getting aggravated at him.
What are you, Ricky from Trailer Park Boys now?
As I do, get aggravated with you.
Aggravum.
And I wanted to, like, kind of just toss a fart in his face as, like, a fuck you.
Yeah.
And I kind
of... As you do.
I kind of backed up, you know, pointed my ass towards his face.
Fully separated.
Spread my cheeks, squeezed out a fart, and a little nugget flew out of my ass. Like a pellet. Fired.
She just fired just a shit phoom! Nugget. A little shit nugget just right fired at right at me. I dodged it
you
like
did.
The Matrix.
You were like, ah, poopy.
Poopies. Yeah. I dodged that shit like the Matrix. Nah, I'm just kidding. It hit me right in the chest. Hit me right in the chest. Yeah, there's no dodging that. I'm a big boy, you know.
Oh, that was good. That was funny.
That was a good one. That was a very funny. Obviously, none of that was recorded.
That was just like, I'm going to fart at you.
Yeah, that was funny. Yeah, and then that sucked because we were trying to speed through filming that day for whatever reason. And whenever something like that happens, Scarlett breaks into laughter for 45 to a minute to an hour. So it was just nonstop laughter from that point on, you know. So that was a good time. That was a good time. That was a good time.
Yeah, good times.
For you.
Good times.
Yeah. Again, I'm not into scat play, but that was funny, you know. And as long as it didn't hit me in the face. That brings up a side story. The first time that you did shit on my face. Do you remember that one?
I probably will remember when you say it.
All right, so it was on the old couch. I was sitting right there. I was lying there. You're sitting on my face. Mm-hmm. We were filming. You sharted on my face. I got up. I ran to the bathroom. I was wiping it off my face. And you were like, we're done. That's it. It's over.
Oh, was this the first time ever?
We're never doing this again. We're never doing this again. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, you're like, I'm never doing this. We're not doing this anymore. Oh, we can't do it.
I do remember that because
I was like Scarlett, it's fine.
Yeah, and you're like, it's okay. It's like, fine. It's not a big deal.
It's part of it, Scarlett. Like, it's fine.
Which is hilarious because now it's totally different. Mm-hmm. If I shit, I either don't get up because I don't feel like stopping. Mm-hmm. I just want to keep going. Mm-hmm. Or once I do get up, I just laugh in your face and you're like,
woo. Yeah. Yeah, it's
now
terrible.
You would never be like, it's okay. Now you'd be like,
yeah.
Get the fuck.
Well, because you can control it. 90% of you can control
depends.
It.
Depends.
You know if you're going to shit or not.
Depends.
You know? 90%.
Yeah, depends though.
You know, there's one in every 10 times where, you know, accidents happen. It's it's part of the business, you know. We're in the world of farting, so, you know, it's going to happen, you know. It's going to happen.
What's going on with you today?
Just tired. I'm sleepy.
Well, you got hiccups going on. You're chugging your water. You're sniffing
hiccups.
Your thing. You're
if I had
yawning.
Hiccups, you would know I have hiccups.
All right. Well, when we listen to this,
you know
somebody find the little hiccup you did.
I didn't do no hiccups.
You did. It was like a hiccup. No, you're just.
Yeah. Red November.
There's no radio voice here.
There's none of that
here.
Going on. Yeah, I mean,
no radio voice today.
Yeah, right. Yeah, fucking right. Let's jump to the next story, which is one of my favorite, and I get asked about it constantly. And I'm surprised I didn't bring it up in my episode. I don't know why I didn't. Dax knocked out. So I've been knocked out probably about 30 times, maybe more, from Scarlett's farts. And people ask me, what is it like? It's pretty gnarly. There's been a couple of times where it's been like crazy. I can't remember if we've talked about this one or not. There's one time where Scarlett and Athena knocked me out. And we had to end the video early because I just passed out fully. And I couldn't continue. And then there's been several times. There's been times where, you know, Scarlett will come in and she'll just sit on my face. You know, I'll be sitting there watching TV and she'll come in and be like, hey, I have really bad gas. I don't want to smell them. Is it okay if I just sit on your face and just get rid of it? And I'm like, yeah. And then she sits down and then she falls asleep. And then, you know, I pass out under there, whether that's from the smell or if that's just from falling asleep. I don't really know. you know, but I have, you know, spent 8-10 hours underneath your butt, you know, at night.
My favorite is when you lay on my butt, mm-hmm. like you're like falling asleep and you're on your side. Mm-hmm. And I know I have to fart, and I'm like, hey, I'm going to get him. And I fart, and you just jump. Like, it scares the shit out
of
you.
Yeah. Well, so sometimes when I fall asleep like that, my ear will kind of drift to your butthole. Mm-hmm. So it's the sound of your fart just going directly into my ear, and it just blasts me awake. And it's so terrifying. It scares the living shit out of me.
Oh, there we go. Another yawn.
Another yawn.
Is that appropriate? I think not.
Scarlett, this is a morning show. You know what I'm saying? It's 5 a.m. right now. So, like, yeah, there's going to be some yawns. You know
in
what
world?
What?
In what world?
In what world what?
Is it 5 a.m.?
I don't know. Somewhere it's 5 a.m. You know what they say, that saying? It's 5 a.m. somewhere.
It is earlier than we normally do the podcast, they but it is it, not 5 a.m.
Yeah, but it's a saying. It's 5 a.m. somewhere.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
You know? So just imagine that it is 5 a.m. and not 12 p.m. on a Saturday Sunday as we wait for the Eagles to play the Saints, which is terrifying. Saints are nasty right now. Mm-hmm. All right, back to the business, Scarlett. Scarlett, can I have the vape, man? Always taking vape.
No, you have your sniffer.
What are you doing? What are you?
Huff your
doing?
Mint boom boom.
What are you doing, man?
All right, next one is Zoe's first time.
Zoe's first time.
Wow. Zoe's first time.
Zoe's first time. So we recruited Zoe. She was one of our neighbors, was past tense. She was very cool, and she's still great. You know, we still work with her all the time. I'm speaking like she's gone.
Yeah, I was going to say was. Yeah. Like, yeah, the
she'll,
hell?
She'll be here Wednesday for our shoot with Cynthia.
Let me start by saying I had no idea that you had said to her, yeah, come on over this day. Like, I didn't know until, I want to say,
Let me start from the beginning. She came over. She wanted to see. What do you guys do? You know, this is what we do for a living.
So,
if you guys ever need like help, you know, if you guys ever want to hire me to do something, I'm like, yeah, absolutely. We'd love to hire you and have you come over and work with us. And then I was just talking to her, and I said, hey, if you want, you know, you come by and just see what we do one day if you want. And she was like, that'd be awesome. So like, you got to remember, she's never been around. You heard it in her episode. She's never been around any fart related stuff. You know, she grew up not farting in front of men, you know, so like it was not a thing, you know. So then go ahead and continue it from there.
Yeah. So you did not tell me she was coming until I think we were like about to start the next video that we were doing.
Who was here, Scarlett?
It was Cynthia.
Cynthia. Okay.
And it was the video where Cynthia is fully tied up on the bed. Hands tied, feet tied, strapped down, can't move.
And I think you were naked, right?
I don't think I was wearing pants.
Yeah.
So you said, Zoe's going to come over and kind of like see what we do and stuff. And I remember looking at you and being like, do you really think for someone's first time that this is what they should be witnessing? Like,
yeah. So like somebody that's never been exposed to porn in that way, imagine you just walk in and there is a 5-foot blonde girl.
Because mind you, we're telling her that like
arms and legs tied.
Like
to the
we're
bed.
Not, you know, what we do full isn't bondage. Like, you know, it's not hardcore. Like, you know, you can be clothed if you
as
want.
As hardcore
like,
as it gets. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, most of what we do is clothed.
What she walked into,
you know?
Was, and she was a trooper. I mean, she walked in. She definitely had surprise in her face.
She definitely
first.
Did, but her reaction afterwards was
she was like,
oh, this isn't bad at all. Like,
yeah, she came back.
Yeah, she came back multiple times.
But the best part of that story,
you did a little squirrel smile. That was funny.
A little what's
a little squirrel smile.
The best part of that story though is. After we filmed that video, she was like, okay, like, I think I'm down. Like, so, we finished the video and then we kind of went into the, computer room and were going over stuff with her while Cynthia was still tied up on the bed.
Oh my God.
And remember Cynthia was tied
up
on the bed.
We were coming up with her name. Right.
Yes. We're like kind of trying to, and she was like, she was shouting out ideas to us from the bedroom. We didn't untie her. She couldn't untie herself.
For the record, her ideas were horrendous. I'm trying to remember what some of Cynthia's names were, and they were just like so bad.
Do you remember mine?
No. What was
Freak
yours?
Freak a Leak Bone Crusher.
Yeah. Well, that was from the app. So we used an app to come up with names, and it was just like the worst names in the world. Like. fucking fuck me daddy was like a name. Like, it was just so bad. Yeah,
they were funny, though.
It was like, tell us your third gift that you got on your last birthday. And it was like, then they'd be like, oh, the perfect name for you is Vagina Case 4. And it's like, no, like, that. How does? Why did you need to know that I got a sandwich last year for my birthday? You know, like, it was just so stupid. And that's how a lot of those apps usually are. Typically, it's pretty funny. But either way, we ended up coming up with, I think I came up with the name Zoe, and then Cynthia did come up with the name Rose. And then we just combined them into
one. Yeah, and she liked that.
Yeah, she liked that a lot, yeah.
But yeah, no, that was really funny. And she was just like, what about this? And like, she was just sitting there. Just tied up, talking.
I kind of wish we did Zoe Love. I feel like Zoe Love? I think Zoe Love sounds nice. Anyway, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Next, we're going to do an Agatha.
No Agathas. Agatha
in here.
Yeah. No. No, thank you.
Did you watch the new episodes yet? Because they were cool. The new episodes of Agatha. You will enjoy it. We'll watch it week to week together.
When would I have time to watch that?
You have so much free time, Scarlett. So much free time. I mean, just look.
I know. To your left, Scarlett. I'm not saying that. I'm saying you brought it up yesterday. I didn't know it was out yet.
Yeah, right, man. Doing.
And you brought it up yesterday, and I was like, oh no, I haven't watched the.
Awfully sneaky. Sneaky.
All right, whatever.
What's the what's our last one here?
Our last one is The Safe Word.
I'll go into this one. This is a story that you told on the OnlyFans. I believe you did a contest to see who could figure out what the safe word was. So basically me and Scarlett came up with some safe words, and basically 9 out of 10 of them are ignored whenever I use them. And I don't use them much. This was the first time in whatever 150, 110 videos, I think it was, that I used it. But basically it's Scarlett in green leggings, I think, in the bedroom, working out. And she's like literally doing squats, sitting on my face, and then she holds the weights in her hand and like lifts weights, and she's sitting on my face. And then she basically just sits down. She rips a fart and sits down, and it's just a shart. It's just a shit. There's just a full shit in there, and she's just sitting on my face and rubbing it in my face. And like, I just yelled out, and I was like, fish, 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 because like, it was just bad. It was gnar. It was gnar as fuck. It was so gnarly. I mean, it was terrible. So like, that was the first time that I ever had to use the safe word. And the reason that it's a funny story is, well, one, it was the first time that you ever fully shit your pants and then just stayed seated on my face. And I think you were like holding weights in your hand, so it was even worse. But people had asked you on OnlyFans and said, hey, like, what, why did he randomly yell fish? And you were like, oh, that was our safe word. Yep. And that was the first time I ever used it. Now, surely, I don't want this episode to be too short. We're only at like, what time are we at? Like 20 minutes, 25 minutes? 28 minutes. So what else? You got any other stories that we can just get an extra 2-3 minutes of these people's time for them?
I wish I was thinking the whole time, but I just wasn't thinking.
Yeah.
Because there's lots of things, because we're always,
I was going to say, every time we film, there's funny things. Like the funniest moment, just the quick one, and we talked about it last week or 2 weeks ago whenever we had Cynthia on, was when Cynthia's head was strapped to your ass in the pantyhose.
Oh, and someone walked by?
Not that was funny too, but I remember I said to her, how is it down there? And she was like, it's fucking awful. How the fuck do you think it is? And we both just started dying. She was like, let's just get this one over with.
I do remember her saying that. Let's just get this over with.
Yeah, oh my God, that was fucking hilarious. I was able to relate to her because last week or whatever it was, 2 weeks ago, when she was eating all of your farts in that video we did, we both related and said, yeah, Scarlett's farts just taste like broccoli. So if you're a fan of broccoli, you would love Scarlett's farts. You know, I don't know why, but it literally just tastes like broccoli with a little bit of butter, a little bit of salt.
That sounds good.
Yeah, I mean,
I feel like that was it. There wasn't something else. Why do I feel like there was something else you were going to say?
What, on that day? I mean, no, there was There was the,
I thought you were going to bring up breast cancer.
Breast cancer. Yeah, we've talked about that before in the Sabrina Blue video, where she just randomly yells, breast cancer.
Breast cancer.
What else? I'm sure, I mean, and that's why this episode's called Episode 6, Funny Stories Part 1, because this is something
it's hard for me, at least, on the spot.
We'll have more and more funny stories as we go, yeah.
But yeah, I can definitely, there will be more that happen.
You know.
And there will be, like, I'll be like, oh, wait, I remember this one time.
Exactly. Exactly. So we'll have more funny stories as time goes on. You know, but I think is that all we have? A short, quick episode. And again, like when we have an interview, like episode 8, we'll be sitting down with our producer. So when we have a shorter episode, it'll be a shorter, or when we don't have an interview, it'll be a shorter episode, I think.
Right.
You know,
unless we're really cooking, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Next week's episode's pretty cool though. It's all about crazy customs that people have ordered.
Crazy customs.
Crazy customs. Oh, that is something cool to talk about. I have recently found out that I am German.
No, but nobody cares.
People care.
No, nobody
people
cares.
People care. They will care.
Nah, they don't care.
Now that they know that I'm a German, they care quite a bit.
Oh, I don't think so.
I think so.
Yes. I think we're going this into was, more of a French
this,
accent.
Listen, this was ordered by what are we talking about? I forget.
I have no idea what you were about to say.
Oh, yeah, right, man. Doing. Look, it is what it is, you know, Maroon March, as they say. You know what I mean?
No.
Just a piece. So, look, I don't know. What a wild ride. Let's call it there, all right? A bit of a shorter an episode than usual.
You get
but,
the sleepy ha-has over there?
But I think that'll become a trend, you know? We'll have our shorter episodes, and then our interviews will be the longer ones. So, mm-hmm. We hope you guys enjoyed it. And next episode, you know, we will have... the crazy customs. So, let's see. Is there anything else that you wanted to add, Scarlett?
No.
No? All right. Well, guys, thank you for tuning in. Thank you guys for listening. We appreciate you. And we will see you next week. And remember, keep sniffing.
Bye.